Scholastic Audio presents Strings Attached by Judy Blundell. Read by Emma Galvin. Chapter 1. New York City, October 1950. The second act curtain was one chorus away when I spotted him. Third row on the aisle, smack in my sight line. I missed the beat and almost sent Shirley into the orchestra pit with my hip. To get me back, Shirley gave me a pinch underneath the frothy short skirt, so hard it made my eyes water. Brush step, kick, shoulder roll. Mascara stung and my vision blurred. Ball change, pirouette, as he swam in and out of focus. I could feel my heartbeat slam, even though the routine wasn't hard. Hold the note, arm up, finger pointed at Millicent March, the star, small and delicate with a thin soprano and constant quest of pitch. Applause trickled over the footlights. Dust spiraled and settled. I saw his palms hit a few times, then stop. The question of why he was here made my nerves jangle. Shirley turned on me in the wings as Millicent brushed by, drained of light and energy and comedy. Just a 38-year-old beaten down by the effort of appearing as a co-ed, on stage in a terrible musical with a half-empty house. What do you think you're doing out there, Leadfoot? Shirley spat the question at me like a wad of chewed gum. There could have been a Hollywood scout out there, you know. Shirley thought there could be a Hollywood scout out there every night. As if they'd be cruising the chorus line of That Girl from Scranton instead of the Copa Girls or the Lido Dolls. Shirley paid me a dollar a week to wash out her dance clothes and tights in the sink.